live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Nonprofit of 501c4, so it's not tax deductible, but it's essentially a legal defense fund for the Republic. I am not being paid by the campaign. I'm being paid by the people of the United States of America, and I want to make sure we get this right for the future of this country. It's called DefendingTheRepublic.org.
That was Sidney Powell on a program with Larry O'Connor, and today is the day the Lord has made. First of all, welcome, and I hope you are planning a fine Thanksgiving week with lots of time with friends and family, gathering in houses and friends' houses. And if you are in an age group where you are vulnerable or you have a vulnerable condition in terms of your immune system, I hope that you're being wise, as an adult would be. I can remember when I was a kid going to see the aunties, and two out of three of them were kind of aged and rude to kids. One of them, I loved them all, but one of them was so sweet. And I was told, no, you can't go see the aunties. Why? Well, because you've had the flu. And I remember thinking at the age of 8 or 9, or I don't think I was that. I think I was 6 or 7 years old. Well, what does my flu have to do with the aunties? I'm with you. I'm with my sister. I go see my dad. And my mom told me old people can catch the flu and die from it. I thought, wow, I don't want to be old. And here I am old. So I hope that you are treating yourselves as adults. This epiphany this morning just hit me. I've been wondering, what is the pattern recognition that got me so bothered by the approach that the Mockingbird members of the media are taking to claims of vote fraud? And then it hit me. It's the same exact pattern that the so-called medical authorities and their helpers in the Mockingbird media are displaying about the COVID flu. There is pre-COVID science and post-COVID scientificness.
The president was really fixated on using the pandemic to deny the people the right to vote. You know, it's sort of an extension of what happened in earlier Jim Crow eras. And the president's lies about our voting system are just that, and they're unacceptable, and they should not stand. Washington State is a beacon of light in this regard because we have demonstrated to the country that an open, accessible, efficient, legitimate all-mail ballot works.
Here's the pattern that I'm seeing. Prior to COVID, there was robust reliance, in most cases, upon actual scientific output. Okay, and when that breaks down is when you know there's a con. For instance, and I know I talk about this a lot. I talk about it because I think it's one of the greatest evils of our time being perpetrated against children. For instance, putting a little kid, 12 or 13, into reverse sex hormone regimes. Well, they were born in the wrong body. Okay. What is the observable, testable, repeatable, falsifiable way to determine that? It doesn't exist because it's a swindle. And prior to the pharma companies buying children in this way, this is one of the ways that some big pharma buys children, and the sexual left pushes children over the edge into being lifetime members of the intersectional partnership. Prior to that, there was a lot of review. They didn't do this to kids. They did it with adults after a whole long effort to not do it, because you try to do the least invasive thing. Okay, so that breaks down, and now we're watching this swindle, this assault of children. In the case of the COVID flu, we've seen a departure from scientific norms, and in fact, from scientifically derived data. Here's the comparison. Over the weekend, I decided to dig into the evidence for algorithmic vote fraud. And there is evidence of algorithmic vote fraud. They'll get into the details of that. In the olden days, such as 2017, even further back, the media questioned the security of electronic voting. HBO did a documentary on it, a full hour and a half documentary on it. NBC did specials on it. PBS did specials on it about the insecurity of voting, about how the machines sometimes count votes in reverse. As late as 2017, this was being questioned. Dominion specifically was being questioned. Now it's unhackable. Only conspiracy theorists think it's hacked. In the olden days, such as 2020, May of, that's this year, the CDC recognized that viral molecules are too small to be caught up in cloth masks or even N95s. Those are for bacteria. Now we have pieces like this from King 5. King 5 is the NBC affiliate here. I've contacted one of the three authors who put together an absolute trash piece called Verify. At least they covered the Danish mass study. But then King 5 told people, oh, no, the Danish mass study, masks still work.
Now, this study tested about 6,000 adults. Half wore masks, the other half didn't. At the end of the test, the mask wearers got sick almost as often as the non-mask wearers. The numbers are similar. 1.8% of mask wearers and 2.1% of non-mask wearers got COVID. Their conclusion? Masks didn't reduce infection rate in wearers by more than 50%. So what does this mean? Well, this study is actually backing up what the CDC and other health officials have been saying all along. Namely, that masks aren't meant to protect wearers from getting the virus. They're meant to keep sick people from spreading the virus.
No. That is a lie. That's the old science. They presented this as an argument to continue to wear masks. Asymptomatic transmission, people who have the virus in their bodies but are not sick, do not account for transmitting this virus. There's another study now peer-reviewed. It was done in China, peer-reviewed outside of China. They're having trouble finding any asymptomatic transmission. Prior to the COVID flu, you did not lock down healthy people. Prior to 2020, you did not trust electronic voting machines. Prior to 2020, the Mockingbird media was excited to do stories about the problems with electronic voting. Prior to making an effort for 4 years to oust President Trump, because that's what the Russia lie was about. Other presidents would have quit. Other presidents would have resigned. Other people wouldn't have fought. And maybe my choice in the primary election in 2016, Ted Cruz, maybe he would have fought. I'd like to think so, but I can't say I know that he would have. I guarantee that there were statists gathered around President Trump when the Russia hoax was at its height, saying, sir, you got to resign for the best of the country. They're going to come after your family. Sir, they're going to. Prior to Donald John Trump, there was great interest from PBS and NBC and CBS and HBO and Vox and BuzzFeed and Politico into whether these vote machines can be rigged or hacked. because they see instances where it has happened. Now, you are a nutcase if you think anything of the sort. You're a conspiracy theorist. You're a danger to your country. Just like you are killing grandma if you do not believe a piece of cloth protects you from what we're supposed to believe is the world's most deadly virus in history. Just like you are killing children by wanting the schools open. Do you see the comparison and the pattern recognition? I'll dig into what I found over the weekend as regards algorithmic vote fraud evidence. We'll get to the words of Sidney Powell. I'll tell you my best guess of what's going on between Sidney Powell and the Trump administration and the three choices that we have about Sidney Powell right now. There's three choices. She's gone crazy. She wants to be disbarred. She's telling us the truth. Those are your three choices. We'll dig into this about 60 seconds after a quick glance at traffic. Rudy Giuliani, apparently it was Giuliani's team who pushed out this press release saying Sidney Powell is not part of the Trump, of Team Trump. Sidney Powell herself spoke to Larry O'Connor and said, yeah, I'm a lawyer in private practice. I'm working on my own. The president last week had said, hey, we're proud to have Sidney on the team. I think what President Trump meant was proud to have her helping, thankful that she's helping. I don't think he meant that she's joined the team as an employee. So I think that this, one of the reasons I didn't want Rudy involved, Rudy Giuliani, is instances like this. You push out a press release like this, and it's now the media saying they're distancing, the Trump campaign is distancing themselves from Sidney Powell. Maybe they are. And I don't want to pretend to know things I don't know. But those are the sort of three options that Sidney Powell, the attorney who says there's massive vote fraud, is either literally gone nuts, or she is wanting to be disbarred by not being careful with information about what she's wrong. She's not yet taken it to a courtroom. You know, that's notable. Or she's right. 1 year ago. No, that's not true. 3 years ago, I would have said, oh, come on. Sidney Powell, and this is from Kevin McCullough, KCMO Radio, points this out. Sidney Powell has overturned roughly 350 cases at the appellate court or higher, overturned them, including in the Supreme Court. Remember, it is Sidney Powell who forced the people at the FBI who attempted a coup, a soft coup of the country, on behalf of Barack Obama and whoever else is protecting the deep state, Sidney Powell forced them to show that General Flynn had been exonerated. And in a sane world where you didn't have a judge who decided to also be a prosecutor, Emmett Sullivan is now judge and prosecutor, those charges would be dropped. That's Sidney Powell. So I heard Sidney Powell's words, and I said, I am going to dig into this weekend.
President Trump has now, quote, exhausted all plausible legal options to challenge the result of the presidential race in Pennsylvania. Is that true?
No, that's not true at all.
Can you explain why the senator's wrong?
He's hardly begun to fight.
Can you explain, though, why is the senator wrong?
Well, he's wrong because Pennsylvania was one of the hotbeds of many varieties of fraud and criminal acts that the Department of Justice, frankly, should be in there prosecuting. And we're going to dump a whole lot of them into evidence in our fraud case that we're going to file in Pennsylvania.
And I've heard what Tucker said, or at least, no, I've heard people talk about what Tucker said, that Sidney Powell, she needs to show the goods. He's lost belief in her. Okay, I'm open to that. Except for this. She was called to the carpet for even suggesting the FBI lied about General Flynn. The FBI lied about General Flynn. She was called to the carpet for saying they framed him. Except they framed him. She was criticized for saying, these are career FBI agents. These are career public servants. They would never. They did. They did attempt. Well, no, they framed him. She was criticized. You saying that the FBI lied to the FISA court? Yeah. And guess what? They lied to the FISA court. So I heard these things. I heard her talk about Dominion software.
Mr. Kemp and the Secretary of State need to go with it because they're in on the Dominion scam with their last-minute purchase or award of a contract to Dominion of $100 million. The State Bureau of Investigation for Georgia ought to be looking into the financial benefits received by Mr. Kemp and the Secretary of State's family about that time.
I heard all this and said, I'm going to look to see what I can find. So I started to go back and look at reporting on the media. And guess what? So did a lot of other people online. So did a lot of other people sharing their research, such as this piece from MSNBC way back in 2019. About how easy it is to hack Dominion and these electronic voting machines.
This is a very paranoid scene here, Ali. We're among some of the greatest hacking minds in the country, people who've been brought together by above board companies to try to be as creative as they can and as insidious as they can in attacking systems like you see behind me. These are some of the most common systems used as of 2018 in elections, and so they're here to really test this stuff out.
It was Jack Posobiec who spent his weekend looking at this stuff, and he produced media report after media report after media report. That's the pattern. The same media who downplayed H1N1 under Barack Obama is the same media calling us conspiracy theorists for saying, wait a minute, you guys are overplaying the COVID flu. We'll get into details on that. Here's what I read over the weekend. And Eric Metaxas called this out on Twitter. And it is a phenomenal news article. It's in a newspaper. Oh, no, it's not a major newspaper. That would never happen. It's in the Central City News. It's a paper from Louisiana. Now, it's not an op-ed. It's investigative journalism. Woody Jenkins is the editor of that paper. Woody Jenkins goes through and looks at the actual feed of the numbers of voting. He says analysis shows obvious fraud by computer in the states of Georgia and Pennsylvania. And he's exactly right. In the raw feeds of vote reporting data that came out of the Dominion system, the same raw feeds that our friend Justin Hart, the independent data analyst, has seen and has reported and has found those hockey sticks that President Trump retweeted. Here's what happened. You have sort of regular tabulations of votes and in the back and forth, and President Trump building up a consistent lead, a consistently large lead. And then the counting stops. Unprecedented. Remember the movie Oceans? What was the first one? Oceans 11? Remember when the security cameras go off? What happened after that was that there was the strangest thing. Joe Biden kept pulling aces of spades. On a real regular basis, he kept pulling blackjack. On a very regular basis, blackjack, blackjack, blackjack. Complete with ace of spades and kings of spades every time. What do I mean? In Georgia, vote counts 100% for Biden began to appear 1,200 at once, or 2,400. Or 3,600, or 4,800. They were appearing in factors of 1,200 every time, every instance. And that happened to the point across this, you know, where they turned the counting back on, that Joe Biden caught up with Donald Trump. In Pennsylvania, the factor was 2,000. most commonly in 6,000 vote denominations. In raw data feeds, that doesn't happen. Counting human behavior that way, randomized human behavior, you don't see logarithmic, or rather algorithmic, changes in this way. Those don't happen without an algorithm at play. Unless it's one in a trillion, which would mean that finally a group of chimpanzees wrote a sentence by banging away on a keyboard. It is that unlikely. Unless I see a rational explanation for this in court, in full transparency, I will consider that fraud. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. Thanks for listening to the Todd Herman Show. The text line is 800-465-8770. We get to your texts about 8:30. I think Alex and I got to talk over the break about putting text messages throughout the show. We tried this thing, did it in one segment, but I feel like it, we'll probably still keep that segment. But I feel like it just, I got note from a listener that it feels alienating. Like we're, let's put off the text messages from people till later in the show. That's not the design, but sometimes it comes up that way. That, man, there is so much disinformation to dig through. I'm really stuck on this realization I've had that we're seeing a pattern repeat. And the repetition of the pattern is so very, very, very clear to me. Is that there was pre-COVID science, 100 years of learning, started with the Spanish flu, masks didn't work, lockdowns didn't work. That was an incredible bit of learning. You had a militant lockdown, you had people locked inside their homes, a sheriff in the United States of America could ventilate your skull for you, you know, shoot you in the head if you decided to break quarantine. It was that stringent, and 60 million people died. Now, frankly, at that time, in a lot of places, Seattle being one of them, hygiene wasn't great. And that may have been part of that. That was the basis of learning that has, for 100 years, been backed up by all sorts of scientific rigor that lockdowns, locking down the healthy is counterproductive. Wearing masks are counterproductive. That all just changed. And it's not just that. The very language of medicine changed. A case used to be a sick person. That is no longer true. A case can be someone who's never seen a doctor. A case can be someone who lives in a neighborhood where there's a lot of people who have, quote, cases, and tells a public health authority, so-called, I have a fever and I have a headache. Oh, COVID case. That's legitimately how bad this is. A departure from a word that means something in medicine or did prior to the COVID. Likewise, with vote fraud. I'm so stuck on this. The array of media sources who were concerned about vote fraud. I mean, I know we know about Russia. And, the Russians hacked the election. Do you remember back when you said, no, I don't think the Russians hacked the election, and you were a conspiracy? No. At that point, you were a cult member. You were a Trump cultist. Saying, I'd like to see the evidence of that. The evidence is everywhere. They hacked this for Trump. And if you said, no, I don't see any evidence. There it is. Orange tea, drinking the orange tea. Orange man bad. And they had other terrible things that they called us, having to do with drinking tea, you know, and tea bags, etc. It's flipped. You think the elections were... this was the most secure election in history. And yet, it simply doesn't happen. In raw feeds of data, ballots coming into a counting machine, ballot, you know, into these counting machines, you have counts of 337, 10,028, and boom, 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 1,200. Okay, well, that's one time. All those 1,200 broke for Biden. Okay, that's one time. You know, here's six votes. Here's 1,143. Here's 337. And they're a mix for Trump and Biden. Boom, 1,200. All Biden. Well, that's interesting. That's happened twice now. And it goes on through the night. And hey, here's 2,400. Oh, well, that's not 1,200. Oh, no, it's 1,200 times two. Oh, well, it's okay, but that's just three times and throughout the night. Well, come on. It's just, look, this is 4,800. That's a multiple of 1,200. Yeah, but that's just happenstantial. All of them are, this keeps going until Biden catches up. This is from the Central City News, a newspaper. Same thing happens at a different ratio, 6,000, where the vote dumps. In Pennsylvania, 6,000, 6,000, 6,000, 6,000. Biden, 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 Biden. After they turned the counting off, boom, this came up. Those of us who live in Washington state know how the vote fraud works. They find the legitimate count and then they catch up. That's what they did to Dino Rossi. Anyone who lives out here knows this to be the case. We watched it happen. Meanwhile, you're a conspiracy theorist if you believe this. Meanwhile, all around us, we're being told by the same mockingbird media who has taken cases to mean deaths, who refuses to acknowledge, even to the point of this ridiculous piece that ran in King 5. King 5 are the worst television station on the West Coast when it comes to pushing COVID propaganda or pro-government, pro-lockdown, pro-mask propaganda. The Mockingbird media members will not even acknowledge there is a scientific controversy with masks, just like they will not acknowledge this meticulous piece of writing in this newspaper, just like they will not acknowledge that hockey sticks don't happen in data like this, just like they will not acknowledge the unlikelihood of Trump's Republican Party winning down the ballot. Boom, 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 boom. But Trump not winning. Just like they will not recognize the statistical unlikelihood that Trump got 10 million more votes this time from minorities. Well, not just from minorities, but minorities made up a huge part of that and somehow managed to lose the presidential election in these five states. Biden underperformed. All across the country, except in these Democrat-run cities in these swing states. Oh, and by the way, where I've given you an example of vote fraud that's algorithmic. It's the same pattern. You're killing grandma. You're a cult member. Wait a minute. You guys used to talk about vote fraud. No, we didn't. There was never, masks never worked. No, you always lock up the healthy. That's always what we've done. Same pattern, and I'll dig into it further because there's more patterns. Actual experts in vote fraud are now cult members, just like actual experts in immunology. How suddenly idiots, COVIDiots. Same pattern, guys. Be right back. Thanks for listening to the Todd Herman Show. Coming up, I'm very frustrated with, and this is on a kind of countrywide basis. I am very, very frustrated with Republicans who are not standing up to the medically useless deadly lockdowns. And when I say standing up, I mean coming out and saying, these policies are killing more people than they're saving. And there was a period of time in our country where that data was clear as day. Right now, and it's largely because of the way COVID deaths are counted, you can make an argument that, oh, we're saving lives. No, you're not really, because of the way they're counted. In this fourth quarter, we're in the flu season. And the CDC is telling you to believe, no, there's no flu this year. It's taken the year off. It doesn't exist anymore. It's gone. It'll come back, but not right now. They're also telling you to ignore some factors. That the average COVID death is age of 80 with three comorbid factors. In other words, they're people who were going to die anyway. And I always say, I was there when my father died, and I would do anything to not have to have him leave that soon. I don't want my mom to die. I don't want any of your loved ones to die, and yet they will. There's nothing we can do to take that cup from ourselves, the physical death. Right? I believe that there is a spiritual life after that. You know that about me. But mathematically speaking, the years of lives that the lockdowns are taking are monumentally higher than the lockdowns are preventing. Monumentally, because the average lockdown death is between the age of 45 and 50. They are measurable. I had a discussion last week with a gentleman in media, in news media, who became very agitated and upset. Well, how do you know these are lockdown deaths? Well, because they're excess deaths of despair in age groups most affected by the lockdowns. Oh, so that's colloquial. Just like COVID deaths are colloquial. We're not testing for these in most cases. So coming up on the program, Senator Mark Schossler joins us from Washington State. Senator Schossler is the Republican minority leader in the Senate in Washington State. And I think it's the first time I've had Mark on the show. I take Mark as a Republican of Republicans. And I invite our listeners outside of the Seattle area to listen to this discussion because, and I think I've been pretty clear to he and J.T. Wilcox, who's the House Minority Leader in Washington State, I think I've been pretty clear that I am dissatisfied in the highest possible measure with their non-response to the COVID. And what I mean by this is that I don't see enough fire and I don't see enough fight and I don't see Republicans, for instance, calling a caucus meeting without permission of the governor, going into the House of Representatives and the Senate to wait for their Democrat colleagues to show up, to do a little bit of Mac Chow, to bring all the Republicans to the Capitol in Washington State in Olympia, and to spend Thanksgiving there. I'm sorry that you'll be away from your families. But to spend Thanksgiving there saying, we are waiting for Inslee to bring a special session. We're waiting for the Democrats to join us. We have constituents who are dying. We have businesses that are disappearing. We have people who are being driven from their homes because they can't live there because they have a mortgage to pay. Meanwhile, the people who are in their rental property are living for free. And they can't kick them out. We have state employees being given pay raises while the rest of the state is on furlough. Is that true for you guys in Illinois? Is that true for you in Georgia? I guess Georgia's open. That's a bad example. Is that true for you in Pennsylvania? Is it true for you in New York and New Jersey? I dare say it is because I know some state employees are out doing their thing. In Buffalo, New York, some state employees showed up at a business and they hoped to shut it down. The sheriff and the health department showed up.
They work for their money and they don't want to lose their livelihood. I've lost friends, I've lost family who've killed themselves. I've seen clients die because they've lost their livelihood.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I know you are, and I'm just I'm asking for you to guys have some compassion for the people that have lost everything.
We do have compassion for people who...
Okay, well, you need to go have compassion out in the parking lot. This is private property. This is private property.
Yes, it is.
It's private property. Go get a warrant. Listen, man, this is private property. They're not wanted here. So do your jobs.
Well, her job is...
Your job is to remove people that are not wanted here.
You have a
company. We're wanted here. They're not.
She's hiding her name tag.
I'm not. It's right here. It's marked here. You can see my name.
They're just doing their job.
There we go.
You should all be wearing masks.
I'm not doing anything wrong.
Don't worry about my health. My health isn't your concern.
You're meant to be wearing a mask. It's a government.
Okay, well, then write me up.
It's the law.
Okay, then take me to jail.
It's not the law.
Then take me to jail.
Show me the law.
Show me the law, please. Show me the law. You have to leave.
Right now, you're trespassing without a warrant. You
need massive disobedience starts now.
Trespassing.
We're not trespassing.
You're trespassing.
It doesn't matter. We have a right to be here.
Then get a warrant, dude. Go get a warrant.
Bring a warrant.
Go get a warrant.
Yes, you do.
Come back with a warrant.
And they left. That's standing up. Now, someone said, oh, they'll be back. Oh, sure, they'll be back. But they're not back that day. You're making them work for this. So when Schossler joins us, Senator Schossler joins us, I invite everyone around the country to listen to this discussion. And I've been heads up. I've been put my cards on the table early. Man, I'm filled with cliches this morning. Heads up, cards on the table. I said what my first question is going to be. And it will be. My first question for Mark is going to be, is there a legitimate medical emergency in Washington state? And you could extend that to, is there a legitimate medical emergency in California? And you can extend that. Is there a legitimate medical emergency in anywhere where people are listening to me? So what do I think should be done? I'll make that clear. So Senator Mark Schlosser joins us coming up on the Todd Herman Show. Text line is 800-465-8770.